High temperature in the middle 70s. We'll be dry during the day. Risk of showers later on tonight, especially in the overnight hours. Showers and thunderstorms likely tomorrow, especially in the morning and midday hours before ending later on in the afternoon. Low tonight 60, high tomorrow 74. That sets the stage for a nice Thanksgiving with plenty of sunshine mixed in with a few clouds. High temperature up to about 67. Very comfortable and warmer on Black Friday. We're back in the 70s. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Remains believed to be Anaya Blanchard's were found Monday in Macon County. Investigators are combing through a wooded area on County Road 2 near Highway 80. Auburn police have not said what specific information led them to this area. The law enforcement community is remembering Lowndes County Sheriff John Williams. A vigil was held last night in Haneville. The 18-year-old accused of shooting and killing Sheriff Williams made his first court appearance Monday. He is being held without bond. And the Chilton County Sheriff's Office is searching for two escaped inmates. Joseph Edwards and Landon Gunter escaped sometime Sunday night. They were spotted in South Alabama with a stolen car. If you know where they are, call 911. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Hey folks, this is Bruce Holding with CTE Outdoor Power. Remember the good old days when Christmas gifts had us playing outdoors? Well, these days it seems kids only think to ask for another electronic device that'll just keep them cooped up inside. So this Christmas, let's take charge and get those kids or grandkids enjoying the great outdoors with a Hammerhead go-kart from CTE Outdoor Power. Now, everyone knows go-karts are fantastic family fun, and a Hammerhead go-kart is fun and safe. Hammerhead two-seater go-karts have three-point safety harnesses, overhead protective structures, hydraulic brakes, electric start, and reverse. So with over 12 different models and colors to choose from, and prices starting at only $12.99 or payments as low as $25, let's get those kids and grandkids outdoors this Christmas with a Hammerhead go-kart from CTE Outdoor Power. CTE, I-85 at Perry Hill Road, and CTEOutdoorPower.com, where for 20 years we support what we sell.
27 years ago, Steve Worth rented a storefront in Montgomery and opened the first location of Worth Cleaners. A lot has changed since 1991. Two buildings and over 20 employees make Worth Cleaners who they are today, along with Worth's dedication to its customers to provide top-notch service. Everyday clothes to curtains, drapes, bedspreads, and formal wear, they do it all. Professional dry cleaning and laundry services, same day and express service, professional alterations and repairs, free pickup and delivery to your home or office, wedding dress preservation, superb customer service. It's not only easy to understand how Worth Cleaners has been successful for nearly three decades, but how they've been voted the best dry cleaner in Montgomery year after year. Visit them today at 125 Brown Springs Road, 7825 Vaughn Road, or online at worthcleaners.com. When it's worth it, choose Worth Cleaners.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
House Democrats are now focusing on what could be multiple articles of impeachment against President Trump over the Ukraine scandal as debates start on whether to add misconduct found in the Mueller report and violations of the Constitution's Emoluments Clause to their allegations.
The jet stream is bringing wind, rain, and snow from coast to coast this week. Travel waivers are already being issued in some of the nation's busiest airports. Winds could keep the Macy's balloons out of the Thanksgiving Day parade.
We have a lot of things in place to prepare ourselves for any kind of weather. Condition.
eBay is selling StubHub to a British company. The deal's worth more than $4 billion.
A federal court has now ruled that former Trump White House counsel Don McGahn must comply with a House subpoena.
Conan, the U.S. military dog who chased down an ISIS leader, paid a visit to the White House yesterday.
It is intercepted again, and this time it's Jimmy Smith. The Ravens now 9-2, 45-6 here at the Coliseum.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228 And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome back for the final hour of the Dan Morris Show on a Tuesday, 272-9228. Ooh, excuse me. A couple of reminders that any caller can get in on this weekly farm market gift basket. But if you're a first-time caller, your name will go in twice. Excuse me. Wow. And what's in that gift basket? $6 worth of goodies that you put in there from Sweet Creek Farm Market. A couple of reminders that we do that drawing on Friday. Excuse me, 2:30 to 2:40. And Friday's going to be a big day. It's going to be Iron Bowl edition of the Dan Morris Show. And then we'll do that drawing. We're actually going to do it earlier because we're going to do a replay for the last hour. We're going to be live hour one and two. So we'll do that drawing at, say, 1:30 on Friday. Excuse me. I am so sorry. So I hope you guys will call in and give us your predictions and scores and tell us what your how your Thanksgiving was and get ready for the Iron Bowl. I'm so excited. Okay. Sean Hannity had some interesting folks on last night. He had new news, which I'm not going to play because it's just a repeat of what we played yesterday.
Right.
But this is Sean with Kevin McCarthy on impeachment and wearing on the Dems.
While Republican support for the president has solidified, Democrats are running scared. Here with more, House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy. I will say this. I've been hard on your Republicans when they're weak, and they were weak, 65 show votes on repeal and replace, Congressman. But last week was a week that I actually said, wow, they did amazing. You should be very proud as their leader.
I'm very proud of the whole team. I'm proud of Devin. Devin's standing up because CNN, what they're doing to him is an outright lie. They know it, and they're trying to repeat it, but Devin is one who will stand up. The Republicans themselves have been standing up, and I'm very proud of the whole Intel committee. They did an excellent job. And what you're finding is exactly what you just said. The polls are dropping with independents, but now I'm seeing they're dropping with Democrats themselves. Schiff is losing because America knows he's lying. That's what the hearings brought forward.
Do you think there's 31 House Democrats that are in Trump 1 districts in 2016? Are they going to jump over the cliff with a guy that lied to us for 3 years and a Nancy Pelosi speaker in name only that doesn't want to lose that title?
You know, before we left, there was a very interesting article in Politico that those Democrats were going to their leadership complaining because there's ads running in their district about impeachment and they feel they're getting no cover and they can't defend themselves. I've watched Democrat after Democrat. They go back into their district after voting for impeachment saying they didn't come to Washington to impeach the president because their town hall meetings are not going right. Now, Schiff just came forward with a letter saying he will send a report to judiciary when we get back next week. Now, the Republicans and the minority will have a report as well to go forward. It'll be very interesting if the Democrats can hold enough votes for it. But I know Nancy Pelosi, she can hold them tight together. But come next November, I think they'll have an awakening, not just from independents, but from Democrats and all Americans alike to throw them out of office.
If I'm not mistaken, they come back on the 3rd. And then the judiciary meeting hearing is going to be on the 4th, the next day. So he'll have to transmit the report over on the 3rd for them to do it on the 4th. Now, you guys know how bad Schiff was in this thing, how he came across. Mm-hmm. And there were times that he would just be staring off into space when people were criticizing him. And, like, I forgot who said this, but it got, you know, Nunes said it, it got more airtime on those last 2 weeks of the hearings where Schiff was, than the Republicans have ever gotten on this whole subject matter.
Right.
Imagine what it's going to be like with Jerry Nadler up there. And this is not the face you want on impeachment. And one thing they just do not get is the optics of this whole thing. They think that they're scoring points by being belligerent and saying things that are not true. When people are looking and watching, they're seeing everything. They're looking at what Swalwell looks like, what Schiff looks like, what some of the Democrat questioners look like, mm-hmm. and how it's done. I'm telling you, when Jerry Nadler's up there, he is going to look the fool.
Yeah, and I don't think Nancy Pelosi even has much faith in old Jer Bear.
Jer-Bear?
Jer-Bear. I think that's a good nickname for Jerry Nadler.
So this thing is... I think the media's going to run with that. I think they're going to stay with this thing. They're going to, oh boy, we got to cover this. This is history in the making.
Bombshell.
Bombshell.
It's like the Battle of Verdun out here.
And they're going to cover it, and they're not thinking about what it looks like in Middle America. What does it look like in Peoria? If it's playing in Peoria well, it's playing in America well. If it ain't playing in Peoria, it ain't playing well.
No.
And it ain't playing in Peoria. So now, Sean's going to be interviewing Carter Page on the FISA.
December 9th, we know the FISA abuse report will be released by the Inspector General Horowitz. An obvious effort to get ahead of the story. Now we're seeing anonymous sources playing down the report. The New York Times, Washington Post, evidence is clear, multiple warnings. We know we're given to the DOJ and the FBI, multiple warnings. Hillary paid for this dirty dossier. It's not verified and not verifiable, we find out. And if the report does not find what is obvious, what we already know, premeditated fraud against the FISA court, I'd say we're screwed as a country for a lot of reasons. Joining us now, Sarah Carter and Carter Page. Let me turn to you, Carter Page, because you lost your constitutional rights. You have told me you served your country. Every time you went abroad, did you or did you not come back and talk to our intelligence people and give them everything they wanted? And did they not at times actually ask you to do things for them?
I've served my country for over a quarter century, Sean, and I've always done the best I could. And when I was asked to help my country, I always did.
But after a year of surveilling you, you're not under arrest. Obviously, they found nothing. Do you think we used to get to Trump?
No question. It's on the face of it. It's absolutely clear. And, you know, you were talking with Congressman Nunes about knowledge of falsity and reckless disregard for the truth. I mean, that's exactly what the DNC did with their fake dossier and this entire fraud, which then colluding with the FBI and DOJ. So it's totally out of control.
Okay. So what is your next step?
I'm planning a very serious battle plan. And actually, with regard to this IG report, we're going to have a lot of fights.
By the way, we're at the point in the process where people mentioned that it are apparently being told what's said. That's where some of these leaks are coming from. Have you been given that opportunity?
Absolutely no opportunity whatsoever. And I'm thinking about ways of fighting back, potentially even a court injunction. And we'll see what happens.
Don't tell me you're going to delay it.
I'm not going to delay it.
You're going to kill me if you delay it.
I'm not going to delay it, I promise. But I'm also talking with Senate Judiciary. I haven't gotten a full final answer on that. I think it's been totally one-sided across the board. I would like to also, at that 11 December hearing, have a
say. You feel you were smeared, slandered, used by people for the purpose of getting at Donald Trump?
That's who they were really looking to get. So, absolutely.
Otherwise, you'd probably be in jail after a year of surveillance, right?
And really, there's tons of perjury traps. I mean, that's what they grilled me on. So.
And as you can read between the lines, like this New York Times and Washington Post, these leaks, if you read between the lines, they've really done a good job of spinning it. Like, oh, it was completely predicated to do the spying. You actually look into it. I think for one, they were like celebrating. I got this from Dan Bongino. They were celebrating the fact that Mifsud is not an FBI asset. Like, yeah, we know that, you dummies. We've known that for a while. I have a feeling, and just a feeling, all it is that this report may not be a slam dunk. It gets rid of all the folks because Horowitz only oversaw certain people, you know, being the DOJ IG. But I think it creates a lot more questions. Questions, let's say, William Barr has already asked himself and asked others to look into.
Yeah, I think the terminology of a beginning point is kind of it. And I think where it's the aha moment is going to be, and we're referring these issues over to the prosecutor.
Right.
And that is going to be the thing. They didn't go in a rest clapper. No, but it's being referred over to a prosecutor. Okay, now Sarah Carter is going to weigh in on this FISA drop.
Let me go to you, Sarah Carter. All right, we know it's premeditated fraud. We know under an interrogatory steal, I don't have any idea if it's true. The FBI later said 90% of it's proven false. But they used it anyway, and they were warned repeatedly. How could they ever come out with anything less than premeditated fraud committed on a court to spy on him and take away his rights and to spy on a president, a transition team, and a candidate?
Well, remember, Sean, Inspector General Michael Horowitz is basically going to lay out the facts. The facts is he's collected them. He doesn't have the same kind of purview that John Durham will have, especially in a criminal probe where he can subpoena witnesses, impanel a grand jury, look into the issues that we've been reporting on. For example, John Durham has now expanded his probe into the Pentagon, into the Office of Net Assessment, which paid FBI informant, we believe, Stefan Halper, for his work. He was the same person as Carter Page has told you many times before that befriended him. We also know now in the Horowitz report, based on sources that I've been speaking to, both on the record and off the record or on background, who have said that Horowitz's report is so significant because of Kevin Kleinsmith. This is the FBI lawyer that worked directly under General Counsel James Baker. And if he altered documents...
Are they going to use him as a scapegoat so Comey, who signed the thing and verified it is true, can get off scot-free?
No, I don't think so, because this is what they're concerned about now. And I've been talking to sources that a number of people within the Bureau, particularly within the FBI that were involved in actually approving those FISA warrants on Carter Page, are really worried right now. They're worried about the fact that those documents were altered and that those three renewals were altered. So we're going to find out on December 9th for sure.
News on 93.1, December 9th for sure. We're going to be back. Right after this.
In all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
As a business owner, how important is it that the first person your clients meet be exceptional? Do you realize they don't actually meet your employee first? They meet the outside of your building first. What you do on the outside of your building tells a customer a lot about what you do on the inside. When customers drive up to any business, a restaurant, a bank, a hospital, what is the first thing they see besides the building itself? They see the landscaping. If the landscaping is beautifully groomed, aesthetically pleasing, and professionally managed, you're going to instantly gain respect and trust. Property Management Source has proven to be one of the most professional landscape management companies in the area for businesses. For your business to succeed, call PMS 593-3341. They know how important a beautifully landscaped, manicured entrance is to any business. Call Property Management Source 593-3341. They are your first impression. If it's outdoor, they do it.
Hello, everybody. This is Doug Singleton with Bernie Office Solutions. Since 1963, Bernie has been the Montgomery-grown document technology leader in the River Region. During our 55 years, we have seen a lot of copier companies come and go. That's when we do more than just offer our clients copiers. We offer a diverse portfolio, including document capture and storage, digitizing your paper-based processes, and software to manage costs. Call me on my cell at 201-0199 and ask me about our management program where we can cut your printing costs in half. 201-0199.
Alabama Home Mortgage is in the business of saving you money. Hey there, I'm Kim Williams along with Madeline Cannon. Figuring out new ways to stretch your mortgage dollar is what we do at Alabama Home Mortgage.
Here's the deal. Getting started is as simple as dialing 567-4223. In fact, why not try doing that right now?
You'll be amazed at the amount of cash you can save. So please, don't wait any longer. Call 567-4223 right now.
A retired Air Force pilot in Pike Road was experiencing some turbulence with his money. So he called Alabama Home Mortgage to see what we could do to help.
We lowered his monthly payment by $587, reduced his term by 5 whole years, and allowed him to skip 2 mortgage payments. With Alabama Home Mortgage as his co-pilot, he was able to soar to new financial heights.
Take advantage of today's low rates and reduce your monthly burden much sooner than you thought ever possible.
10 minutes is all it takes to find out how much you can save.
Let us show you the Alabama Home Mortgage difference.
Call 567-4223 or visit us at alahomemortgage.com to apply today. NLS 1586. 36.8, Equal Housing Lender.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV. The Dan Morris Show.
We're taking these as that were appeared on Sean Hannity minus Devin Nunes. Again, it was just a repeat of what we had yesterday with Devin and talking about his lawsuit, which the more I've researched this, the more important this thing is going
to
be.
And I just want to tell the audience, Dan is doing yeoman's work because I tried watching Sean last night, and Dan cuts out all the crap and the fluff, what mostly means Sean Hannity just talking a lot, and we just get down to the information.
Yeah, really.
So, you don't know how much he cuts out.
Yeah, really. His opening comments is just sometimes they can be okay. Seldom are they good. I think I played them one time out of all the years I've been doing this. Okay, so now Sean's going to be talking to Lindsey Graham, talking about Biden and the rules of the trial. Interesting.
Lindsey, I'm a pretty simple guy. Let me break it down easy. Joe's on tape, you're not getting a billion unless you fire the prosecutor. He was warned that prosecutor was investigating his son, who was being paid millions and millions of dollars for zero experience. Now, maybe I'm making this too complicated. Isn't that what they accused Trump of and weren't able to prove all last week? And why would he get a pass?
Pretty much. You know, as to Joe Biden, he's a fine man. I've known him for a very long time. But to those who say that the Biden connection to the period after the investigation was announced called
representatives of Burisma Holdings to lobby the Obama administration.
Right.
And they said Hunter works for is on our board and everything.
Well, it's a little deeper than that. You had people on the ground in the Ukraine worried about the conflict of interest with Hunter Biden. Right after Joe Biden was given the Ukraine portfolio, Hunter Biden was hired by Burisma, $50,000 out to people at the State Department who used to work for Biden. Within a 10-day period, Joe Biden...
May or opinion witnesses be allowed in the Senate should these Democrats, which I assume they probably will, impeach in the House? Because I like what the president said. Let's have a trial. I agree with him. I think it's a good idea. This way people don't say, oh, you're covering it up.
Right. Well, if you have a trial, what are the rules of the trial? Here's a good rule to start with. The trial in the Senate should mirror trials all over America. Hearsay is not admitted unless there's a valid exception in any trial in America. So let's apply the federal rules of evidence to the trial in the Senate and let the Chief Justice of the United States rule on whether or not evidence is admissible. My belief is that 90% of the testimony being used by the House violates the hearsay rule, but let's let the Chief Judge make that justice
well,
make that decision.
The rules of the
evidence.
Trial should ban hearsay.
Sean, please shut up. He interrupted him three times that one clip just started taking off another subject. That is going to be interesting. I think Lindsey Graham will probably win that. The Democrats will vote against it. But you get the hearsay out, and then you can admit it if the Chief Justice agrees with it. And I just don't see that happening. I think it's going to put him in a bad situation here. So Lindsey Graham is going to talk about rules of evidence, but then he's also going to be talking about the IG report.
Rules of evidence are what they are. Yep. Let me ask you a final question. December 9th, we get the Inspector General report. A lot of leaking about it, saying, oh, it's not a big deal. Nobody's really in trouble except this low-level person. Tell me which part of this is not true. Part one, we know multiple warnings went to the DOJ and FBI that Christopher Steele hates Donald Trump, that it's not verified, that Hillary paid for it. Multiple warnings. Yet they used it as the bulk of information to get the FISA warrant to go after Carter Page, who was just with us, and then backdoor all things into Trump campaign, Trump transition, and Trump presidency. How is it anything other than premeditated fraud on a court?
Well, we'll soon hear from Horowitz as to what he found, but here's what I know for sure. The dossier to this day is unverified. It was paid for by a political party. The person who came up with the dossier hated Trump. They knew about it.
It's unverifiable, but the person still hated Trump. And here's the question for Horowitz and the FBI and the Department of Justice. Why did you start verifying it or trying to verify it after you used it three times? Why didn't you try to verify it before you gave it to the court? I hope you understand that what they did is used a document that's unverified to this day to get a warrant against an American citizen. They didn't even try to verify it until after they used it.
I like that. And I don't know. I'm hoping that they're going to be able to land that punch. But they said in the Washington Post article that the FISA warrant was done basically correctly with this one caveat of one person changing things.
Mm-hmm.
Low-level person. Hey, janitor, come here. I want you to change this document for me. Glenn Simpson.
Mm-hmm.
One more time.
Mm-hmm.
Was on Meet the Depressed. Like the way I spoke Glenn. Gee. I was a little shocked and carried away by this interview that Chuck Todd just kind of let this thing happen. He didn't want to. I mean, he just gets played out of this thing. He just takes everything that they say for face value. Listen in.
Mac, few things were cited more often by Republicans in the impeachment hearings than the so-called Steele dossier. In fact, the dossier, its author, Christopher Steele, and the company that hired him, Fusion GPS, were mentioned 32 times by House Republicans. The dossier said Russia had dirt on Mr. Trump that could be used to blackmail him. The Clinton campaign paid Fusion GPS, and Republicans have argued the salacious dossier, or memos, if you will, is evidence that Russia was working with Democrats to smear Mr. Trump. Well, now the two men who created Fusion GPS have written a book, Crime in Progress, Inside the Steele Dossier and the Fusion GPS Investigation of Donald Trump. And Glenn Simpson and Peter Frisch, the founders of the company, join me now. Peter, why did you feel the need to write this book? And I say this because it also means revealing a lot of secrets.
Right, well, thanks for having us on. Mm-hmm. You know, we wrote the book to tell the real story of
the
Steele dossier, which is arguably now, I think you'd agree, one of the most important documents in recent political history. You know, it's important to remember we started this work on Donald Trump in the fall of 2015, looking at, for Republicans mm-hmm. to look at the business dealings of Donald Trump and his business record.
You know, Republican donor and another Republican organization that was looking for background information for what? Reporting? Opposition research?
That's correct. Okay. I mean, they were looking for... Look, they were trying to stress test his suitability mm-hmm. for president.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if they were pro-Trump, anti-Trump. You know, that's
yeah, to you decide. Did.
But, you know...
It started out as an ordinary business investigation. It wasn't really about Russia. As time went on and we realized that he had branched out his business empire around the world, well, we began looking at other countries. It wasn't just Russia. This is all recounted in great detail in the book.
Right.
It was a fairly typical investigation for the first seven right. months or so, but it eventually did lead us to Russia. But it doesn't make logical sense for it to be a Democratic conspiracy if the first half of the investigation was right. paid for by Republicans.
That is such a red herring. It didn't get anything into Russia. It was getting into business dealing. He admitted that. It's when it jumped the shark over to Russia, that's when the Democrats were doing this thing.
Yes.
Particularly Brennan and Clapper controlling the narrative. What they were trying to do is create a story to fit the narrative. And that's what they did. And as somebody, I forgot who brought this to our attention originally, you go back to 1982. Was it 92, that Glenn Simpson did a report when he was a reporter with New York Times that basically matched this story. Yep. Devin Nunes was one of the matched this story. All you do is just change the names.
Yes.
It basically is the exact same story. Let me go to a break. We got more on Glenn Simpson and his protege, Dan Moore Show. We'll be back right after this.
Bye.
Whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
It's the Thanksgiving week sale going on now through Sunday at Southern Homes and Gardens. Shop Black Friday prices all week long on holiday favorites like 50% off selected Christmas ornaments, decor, and pre-wrapped gifts. 50% off all undecorated pre-lit lifelike Christmas trees, wreaths, and garland. Plus, shop unique gifts for everyone on your Christmas list, including jewelry, purses and totes, kids' toys and books, guide gifts, and more. Shop Black Friday prices now during the Thanksgiving week sale at Southern Homes and Gardens Vaughn Road.
Hey, this is Eddie Bader. If you're looking for results, I really suggest you use Blue Water Broadcasting as advertised. I've had a great time and great success using Blue Water. They're truly like family. Again, this is Eddie Bader, realtor with the Goodson Group in Montgomery.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
News. I'm Rich Dennison. The House Judiciary Committee announcing today it will begin hearings on its phase of the impeachment inquiry of President Trump on December 4th. The House Intelligence Committee expected to summarize its findings after the holiday. President Trump today expressing optimism talks with China will result in a trade deal.
It's going very well, but at the same time, we want to see it go well in Hong Kong, and I think it will. I think that President Xi can make that happen, and I know him, and I know he'd like to make it happen.
The president's comments coming as U.S. and Chinese officials conduct talks over the phone on trade issues. The long Thanksgiving holiday weekend is shaping up to be a record breaker for air travel.
Airlines are expecting 32 million people to get on planes during the 12-day Thanksgiving holiday travel period. That would be a record. It would also be up 3.7% compared to last year.
Fox's Grady Trimble. America is listening to Fox News. The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at montgomerysubaru.com.
Montgomery Subaru.
Hi, everybody. More weather changes on the way as a big holiday weekend storm system slides across the country. For today, should be a warm day for November. High temperature in the middle 70s. Will be dry during the day. Risk of showers later on tonight, especially in the overnight hours. Showers and thunderstorms likely tomorrow, especially in the morning and midday hours before ending later on in the afternoon. Low tonight, 60. High tomorrow, 74. That sets the stage for a nice Thanksgiving with plenty of sunshine mixed in with a few clouds. High temperature up to about 67, very comfortable, and warmer on Black Friday. We're back in the 70s. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
When it comes to serving your financial needs, CB&S Bank, formerly Prime South Bank, is committed to providing you the best possible customer experience. Enjoy the same great service from the same familiar faces you know and trust. Come see them today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
The Dan Morris Show.
Listen, boy, 272-9228, that's where we are. On a Tuesday.
I don't like watching anybody make the same mistakes I made. She's a real nice girl and she's always there.
Let's continue on with Glenn Simpson and his partner, protege, co-founder. And it just amazes me that they're building, trying to build this case in Chicago. Okay, that makes sense.
Let me ask this about this, about the Steele dossier. Some of the larger findings, some could argue, have been proven true. Trump is vulnerable to Russian blackmail was one of the allegations. There was a well-developing conspiracy of cooperation between the Trump campaign and Russia. Trump's team knew and approved of Russia's plans to provide emails to WikiLeaks. But none of those three allegations have been proven. You still stand by them?
Well, I mean, first, it's important to remember who Christopher Steele is. He's a former British intelligence officer who rose to run MI6's Russia desk. This is one of the most capable and one of the most knowledgeable experts on Russia in the world today. And he spent a lot of time going through the dossier to sort out information from disinformation, credible facts from non-credible facts.
Yeah, I did that. Keep going there.
Well, let me ask this, though. You guys and Glenn, you know, one of the odder coincidences is the Russian lawyer, Veselnitskaya, I hope I pronounced her name correctly.
Veselnitskaya,
who you were working with.
Right.
Saw her on the same day as the infamous Trump Tower meeting. You claim in the book you did not know it at the time.
Yeah, right.
But you even write in the book that, now you're starting to wonder, were you sort of drawn in and worked in a way. So if you might have been drawn in and worked in a way, how do you know Christopher Steele wasn't?
Because Chris is a true pro at this. I'm an ex-journalist. He spent his whole life in this area. This is his single focus of expertise, is Russian counterintelligence and Russian disinformation. So that's we talk about that at length in the book. We also talk in the book very candidly about, let's be honest. We have to. There are certain things we wonder about.
Yeah?
Yeah, I'd like to know more.
Like what?
Well, I mean, it's important to remember, by the way, that the past is prologue, right? We're sitting here today at the end of 2019. Does anyone doubt that Donald Trump would be capable of inciting a foreign or working with a foreign government to affect the political process here in this country? It's exactly what the House is looking at right now.
Boy, that was convenient. That was very convenient. Let's continue on here.
Let me get you to respond to Fiona Hill. She called it. I mean, most people may know what was said, but here's what she said.
Dr. Hill, during your deposition, I ask you, was Christopher Steele's dossier a rabbit hole? Do you remember the answer you gave to that question?
Yes, I thought it was a rabbit hole.
Yeah, and you also said a couple pages later in the deposition or in the transcript that I have here of your deposition that you thought he got played. Is that fair?
That is fair, yes.
Fiona Hill's an expert.
She is, actually. She's not of the same exact area of expertise as Chris. She's not a disinformation specialist.
Okay.
Disinformation specialist.
She is a Russia specialist in general. She's entitled to her opinion. I know she knows Chris and has worked with him for a long time. So I'm not sure that is very well understood but in that one remark.
I mean, I was puzzled by her comment because I don't really know what a rabbit hole means in that context. Mm-hmm. I will say, though, that you can't actually catch rabbits without going down some rabbit holes. So you need to actually follow leads where they take you, and we have full confidence in Chris's ability to do exactly
and,
that.
And her broader statements about what the Russians are doing, mm-hmm. Not just in our country but around the world, match up exactly with our work.
Match up exactly with our work. And you have to catch rabbits by going down rabbit holes. Have you ever heard of a rabbit trap?
These guys come across as con artists.
Oh, exactly. And Chuck is just taking it, hook, line, and sinker. You can hear zzzz running with the line here. Continue on. This is like too good to be true.
One of the things that I think people may not realize is you're still actively doing an investigation of Donald Trump. Explain what it is.
It's actually not an investigation of Donald Trump. What we're doing is investigating Russia's efforts to affect and disrupt Western democracies. So that's France, that's Britain, that's Hungary, that's any number of countries.
And that's who's paying you for it?
It's a nonprofit.
Is this Rob Reiner thing that he's a part of an independent, that whole consortium group?
It's called the Democracy Integrity Project, okay. And I don't know what his connection to it is.
Gotcha.
If he has one.
It's run by Daniel Jones, mm-hmm. Which is all obviously public record. He is the former staffer who wrote the intelligence report on the CIA torture program for Senator Feinstein.
And what is going to happen to these findings? Is it going to be made public? Do you turn it over to law enforcement? Are you giving it to a political campaign?
That's for the nonprofit to decide. So it depends on what the information is. But we have tried, the charter is public education. Mm-hmm. So in one form or another, we are attempting to educate the public about Russia's attempts to undermine Western democracies, not just in the United States.
That's convenient. Rob Reiner, it's... I love how they give a title to something to make it sound wholesome and good, when the whole purpose is just to mess up Donald Trump, to do bad things to people. These guys are just incredible, particularly that Steele's portfolio was disinformation. And I've always said to this audience, intelligence is about disinformation. And that's what they were doing. They were creating a disinformation campaign about Donald Trump. I mean, he basically told us exactly what we need to know. That's what we believe. That's what it is. That's what they hired him for. This Republican deal just didn't fly. That was a long, long time ago. That was Billy Crystal. And That was done at the front end, and then the Steele dossier and the dossier concept got hatched, which I believe came from Glenn Simpson, as you had mentioned, Joey, and Steele was just a catalyst to get that done. Let's listen to the final segment of this.
Before I go, what kind of toll has this taken on you guys personally? I would assume quite a bit. You've been targeted personally, harassed personally online. Talk about it.
It was really unpleasant for a long time. We were forced by various covenants we had with our clients to remain silent about our role. And that was hard to take when you have, on a daily basis, Republicans pushing lies about you, much as they're doing about whistleblowers today and other, patriots who are actually standing up for democracy. It's really, really unhappy. And we had some legal bills.
You had Rudy Giuliani attacking you this week, making claims, and you confronted him.
That's right. I wanted to put him on notice that we're just not going to let him deliberately lie about us. Let's be clear. He's not confused. He's deliberately lying. We're going to respond when people deliberately lie about us, especially if it's the President of the United States' lawyer.
Digital exclusives.
That was kind of interesting. And let me tell you something. That was nothing but a talking points and getting a narrative out by these two guys. I think the book is a little thing. What they're trying to do is they're trying to build a case that's out there for a false narrative so they can drop things into it when this IG report comes out and the things that are there. I do think that they have some information on what is going on out there. I'm not sure where they're getting it from. I'm not sure how accurate it is, but there's too much of a cockiness in here. Can you pull up George Stephanopoulos from yesterday?
Yes. Or George Papadopoulos?
Papadopoulos. The name we love to say 10 times. Go ahead.
Bring in George Papadopoulos, former Trump campaign foreign policy advisor. Well, it looks as if the Inspector General for the Department of Justice, Michael Horowitz, is going to have his report come out about 2 weeks from right now, December 9th. And what it will show, we've heard from some things that have leaked out to the New York Times and the Washington Post, is that there was one FBI lawyer who was messing around with some FISA stuff.
It was very interesting to see that. I think these leaks were incredibly timed to basically provide cover to what I think is going to be a bit more damning information regarding the FBI's activities in 2016 and probably into 2017. The day before these leaks came out, we had Durham come out, or people who know what Durham is up to, and mentioned that Stefan Halper, this spy of some sort who was spying on both Michael Flynn and myself, was being actually paid by the Pentagon with a hefty sum of money to go after many people on the campaign. The day after that, you have this individual, Kevin Kleinsmith, who, by the way, was an attorney who interviewed me from the Department of Justice. I know the New York Times mentioned him as some sort of low-level attorney for the DOJ, but I don't think he was a low-level attorney. This individual brought an entire delegation from Washington, D.C. to interview me in February 2017, and we now know that he and some of the others who interviewed me are under criminal investigation. So I think the report's not going to be as pleasant as many people think it's going to be for the FBI, and it's actually probably going to lead into probably criminal prosecution that Durham is going to end up taking over for.
That's going to be the pathway. That's what I'm expecting out of the IG report, is that here's what happened. We don't have the complete part. We took it as far as we could, but we're referring this over to the special part, to the prosecutor, for review. Now he's going to again go into the IG and press reports, say there's nothing there, and George Papadopoulos is going to comment on that.
George, a lot of people like you were waiting for Michael Horowitz to get to the bottom of this and find out that the FBI was politically oriented because they looked at one of those texts. But essentially, according to the Washington Post and New York Times, they got a glimpse of it. And they said that is expected to conclude the opening of Crossfire Hurricane was legally and factually justified by the FBI. His report will not provide many people's, not fortify the so-called conspiracy theories surrounding this case, particularly the notion that George Papadopoulos was set up as part of a nefarious Western intelligence operation. So that was in the Washington Post. What's your reaction?
Well, look, I think they're providing cover, and let's stick to the facts, okay? First of all, Horowitz hasn't testified, so whatever these reporters are hearing could be disinformation. So I'm waiting for Horowitz to actually testify. And secondly, the day after William Barr and John Durham traveled to Italy to go meet with Italian officials to discuss Joseph Mifsud, this infamous professor who was involved in my story, the Durham probe morphed into a criminal probe that's investigating the origins of the Russia hoax. So we have an ongoing criminal investigation by Durham. We have FBI officials under criminal investigation. And then all of a sudden, the Washington Post is saying that nothing bad is going to come out during Horowitz's testimony. I think it's absurd. So I'm just waiting for the testimony on the 11th and for all of us to read that report on the 9th and then to see how that leads into Durham's probe, too.
Okay, finally, at the end of this discussion, George Papadopoulos is going to announce that he's running for Congress in Hill's district, who basically just resigned after the photos and all this kind of stuff and the messy divorce. Tell me what you think.
George, we understand that you have an announcement that you'd like to make here exclusively on Fox and Friends.
Absolutely. Given that this is Thanksgiving week, I'm very thankful for the opportunity to announce my candidacy for California's 25th congressional district. It's a district which the Republicans held for 26 years up until recently when Katie Hill, the now disgraced congresswoman, recently resigned due to her unethical behavior, both in the halls of Congress and in the district that she represented. So look, I live in California. I chose to make California. I'm speaking to you from Los Angeles today. And this is a state with tremendous potential. Unfortunately, the governing apparatus and the party in this state has driven it right into the ground. I've been living here for over a year and a half, and people every single day, when I go and talk around the districts, the state, the country, they tell me, we need a candidate to represent the community that has an America First agenda at heart, that supports the president, and if elected to Congress, would propose and enact legislation that would advance this agenda. When the president came to Los Angeles about a month ago, he raised $15 million in 2 days. That was unheard of. This is Reagan's state. And unfortunately, because so many of the people in the Republican leadership in this state are trying to convince voters and even people running for office in this state that we need to evolve as a Republican Party. We cannot be the same Republican Party as other states. That's the wrong policy. It's turned blood red districts in this state blue, and it's going to lead to the Republican being an extinct individual here. So I'm running for the 25th congressional district. I'm here to promote the America First agenda and to enact legislation that has real life consequences for the American people and my constituents.
Let me go to a break. Come back and we'll talk about that. Get some final clips right after this.
Just the kind of thing she ought to know.
The Dan Morris Show.
Tell her about it. Tell her everything you feel. Give her every reason to accept that you're for real. Tell her about it. Tell her all your crazy dreams. Let her know you need her. Let her know how much she means.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Pecans, pecans, pecans. Sweet Creek Farm Market has the largest selection of local pecans and pecan products in town. Whether they're for a gift or for your family, we have all types. Roasted and salted, honey roasted, praline, chocolate honey baked, or creamy white chocolate pecans. Don't miss the double chocolate bourbon pecan pies. Open on Black Friday. Follow Sweet Creek Farm Market on Facebook for specials. Sweet Creek Farm Market, 2 miles south of Taylor Road and Highway 231 in Pike Road.
What could Alabama do with $1 billion? Fund education, health care, public safety, improve the quality of life for all. The Porch Creek Indians have a solid plan for gaming to bring Alabama $1 billion. game changer for our state. Visit winningforalabama.com. Paid for by the Porch Band of Creek Indians.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV. The Dan Morris Show.
272-9228, that's where we are. Final segment of the Dan Morris Show on a Tuesday. Somebody who I really enjoy listening to is Scott Adams, the Dilbert writer. This guy is a very smart guy, very smart guy. When he's not doing these kind of things, you can Google him in, you can look at YouTube, and he'll just start talking about different random subjects. And he'll do like a 15, 20-minute piece on it, just talking about it. And anybody can stand up, he's sitting in a chair when he does it. Anybody can do that for 20 minutes off the cuff, that's somebody who really has it together. Now, I'm talking about a wide array of subjects, wide array, why people are doing certain things that are out there. How people get, there was one that was very good, how do people get into the trap of just doing the same thing over and over and over again.
I've picked up his book. I've yet to read a page, but it's called Loser Think. And yeah, each chapter is how to think like an artist, how to think like an engineer. I'm looking forward to reading it.
He's really talented. Very, very talented. Do you have that on tape?
No, I picked up the actual hard copy.
Let's go to Martin. Martin, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Just doing the same thing.
How are we doing?
Doing great, Martin. How are you?
I'm doing good. I love the show. I listen to you just about every day. I have a problem, though.
What's that?
I'm mad at my Republican Party. I'm big with Republican. I really am. But with all of the stuff that's going on, everything that the Democrats doing, everything that's going on, and the Republicans have all of this ammunition to fire back at them, why haven't we fired back yet? Why are they hesitating to pull the trigger and to get on to the Democratic Party and to run them in the dirt like they're supposed to?
What is the information they've got that they need to pull the trigger on?
Well, one, all this stuff that they're doing to Trump, all this hoax of everything that's going on. I know they're letting the Democrats run themselves in the dirt, but I mean, how long can we let them beat up our president before we throw a punch back? I mean, we've really got to start throwing back punches. And I'm really upset about it because I think they have everything they need to do it, and they're not doing it.
Well, what do they have? Let's try it that way.
Okay, they have the fact that the Democrats keep accusing Trump of doing things that they have no proof of, and we have that in fact. There's no proof on collusion. There's no proof.
Kind of things they are fighting back on. They are trying to get the word out. The problem is having the media pick that story up and carrying it.
Well, I understand, but I mean, if I went and pointed fingers at somebody falsely, I would get in trouble for it. They're not getting in trouble.
How would you get in trouble?
Well, it's just like there used to be a law in media, the malice law. And they're pushing these stories out now more. They're not really pushing stories, they're pushing opinions. And why can't we get these people for opinionating and trying to...
Because you'd have to prove malice.
Well, isn't it whenever there's a non-founded story that has no fact that it's malice?
No, malice is the reason that you're doing it is the malice part.
And you don't think that they're trying to destroy President Trump, and that's not malice?
Well, no, that's journalists can kind of do that kind of stuff. The problem is, and Devin Nunes is fighting back with his lawsuit that he's doing, but, you know, what happens is when you're in the journalistic world is you state your case, somebody else is stating their case, and then the public is to decide. The problem is ABC, NBC, and CBS, CNN, MSNBC, they don't carry an opposing message. There's only a handful of places they carry an opposing message. Fox being one, we're kind of one. There are other outlets that are out there. But the big thing that has to happen is this has to happen in the proper manner, and that's what the IG report and the Durham report is doing. And it takes time to get something done like that, to get it done correctly.
Well, I hope that they get it done.
Me too.
I really want to see our Republican Party stand up and show some brass. I want to see them really just show some brass and show who they are, how powerful they really are, and let everybody know that they're here for the people in this country and that they're here to take care of us and let the world know, or let the United States know, that the Democratic Party is really trying to create a United States that we don't want to live in.
I think they're trying to get that message out there. The problem is getting it out there. That's the difficult part. Martin, thanks for the telephone call. Won't you have a great Thanksgiving?
Hey, happy Thanksgiving to you, man. Thank you, buddy.
Thank you, Martin. Let me go to this first cut of Scott Adams. We're not going to be able to get to very much of this.
Jim Jones, David Koresh, Donald Trump! According to CNN, they have something in common. They're all cult leaders. You think we're making that up, but no, that was an actual segment that Jeff Zucker's marionette ran over the weekend. Watch this if you dare.
The word cult has been popping up more and more. None of them are mental health experts. Stephen Hassan is. He has firsthand experience escaping the Unification Church back in the 70s, and he's decided to write this book because he believes there's something seriously wrong with our politics.
You say the president is using mind control, but how's that provable?
We can start with the pathological lying, which is characteristic of destructive cult leaders, shunning and kicking out anyone who raises questions or concerns about his own behavior.
It is frightening to hear a cult expert say that you see all these signs right now, today, in American politics.
It's very frightening to watch a cult expert. Don't object to that guy. Just enjoy it. But if you want to see actual brainwashing, you could turn on CNN, whose hosts spend each day hypnotically repeating the same chosen phrases. Here's one among many examples.
Underway right now, America in the middle of a constitutional crisis.
It's a constitutional crisis.
We
are in a constitutional crisis.
The U.S. is facing a constitutional crisis.
We are nearing that kind of constitutional crisis at this point.
This is probably a constitutional crisis, putting the nation on the brink of a constitutional crisis, on the cusp of a constitutional crisis because there's not enough pushback.
I think they're happy to have this constitutional crisis.
Folks, we're going to bring this back in tomorrow. This is just too good to give up here. That was a great piece. That was the setup for Scott Adams. Joey, I want to thank you for a great show.
Good show.
Guys, be good. Be safe. Be back tomorrow at 12 o'clock. I'm going to keep doing this until I get it right. Greg Budell, the great. He's next. Adios.